The Kootenay River Secondary School Drama Club members, under the direction of their coach and teacher Brooke Comfort, delivered three outstanding evening performances, February 27 to March 1, of Shakespeare's romantic comedy, performances that brought the audience to their feet. As a retired English teacher, I was stirred to the heart by performances Shakespeare's genius and magic alive in the unsettling times we are all experiencing. An incredible team effort is part of every successful dramatic presentation, and it was abundantly obvious in Comfort's production. The cast was stellar, comfortable and natural in using English from 400 years ago. The actors lived within their characters' skin and saw through their eyes to bring authenticity to their struggles and circumstances, which Shakespeare's plot required. The sets and props were skillfully managed by a disciplined stage crew, and the management of the audio and visuals were excellent. Kudos to Jason Smith for managing the soundboard for a daunting number of mics. And the costumes were amazing. Many hours from many skilled hands contributed to the production's successes. In the realm of literary homage to Shakespeare's theme, Comfort's production reached the mark. Chaos and the unraveling of social order are the outcome when individuals put their own concerns and desires before the well-being of others. Hermia's father, Aegeus, insists on overruling his daughter's love for Lysander. Titania dotes on her adopted, Indian boy, shutting out her husband, Oberon, who throws nature into a tailspin in his indulgence of jealousy. Nick Bottom, in his uncontained desire to play all the roles at once, is unable to become a true member of the cast. He rehearses a play to entertain at the Duke's wedding to Hippolyta until he experiences what his egoism has made him, a marvelously hairy ass. A flower's magic pollen is misused with a spell that only makes matters worse, intensifying the chaos, until Oberon steps in with Puck's help and reapplies the magic pollen with a charm to restore true sight. Lo and behold, all difficulties are resolved. Three marriages based on true love take place, symbolizing the restoration of natural order. To celebrate and affirm the weddings, the reformed Nick Bottom, no longer the braying ass, is able to enact his true role as Pyramus, that of a supporting cast member of the play within the play, the production of Midsummer's Night Dream as directed by Comfort. Three Nights of Magic, brought to you by the Drama Club of Kootenay River Secondary School. Magic we all need to carry in our hearts in the times ahead.